its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Stephanie Hoppala has been performing for us here throughout the course of the hour on our Live Music Friday. She's got an event tonight at the Loft in Lansing where she'll be performing with her band and releasing her second EP called This Won't Be the Last Time I Tell You. Let's listen to Stephanie perform Old News.
My late night soul to you. I'll lay my bones right at your stoop. When you've had enough, you're not sure what you've become. I'll tell you stories you want. This is old news. And these are all things that I promised you. And this is old news. And these are all things that I promised.
Stephanie Hoppala performing a song called Old News here on a Live Music Friday on WKAR's Current State. Thank you for being here today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
A lot of emotion comes through in your songs. Not all performers have that, so well done.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Are you in an emotional space when you're performing, or do you resist that so you can get through the performance?
I think there's a little bit of a balance between the two, especially when you're on stage. You kind of have to contain it to a certain extent so that you can still be a performer at
exactly.
the same time.
Yeah.
But for me, performing is a really emotional experience. I think when I play a song, I mean, I think any artist can agree that you do get transported back to that moment or that
right.
feeling that you're writing about. And
right.
for me, that's an essential part of the songwriting experience and the performance, because I want to stand on a stage and I want the audience to believe what I'm saying.
Right.
So that's all part of the process for me.
in a video I found of you online, you made clear you take the storytelling aspect of songwriting very seriously. You want there to be a story. Why is that so important to you?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I'm a writer, so I think a lot of that stems from that desire to put things on a page. But also, I don't know, I think stories are what people relate to, and anybody can sing a line in a song, but if the story is authentic, I want people to be able to relate to that and kind of find a piece of themselves in one of my songs. And I want there to be something that these stories are grounded in these songs, because it's not just noise, you know, there's something behind it.
Mm-hmm. You're 22 years old from Farmington Hills, and you're studying English and creative writing. So storytelling is obviously a passion of yours. Does the creative writing and the songwriting ever overlap? Do you ever write something for a class and think, that belongs in a song?
Yep. This is definitely a struggle I have had as a creative writing student. Yeah.
Why a struggle?
It's been an interesting balance, trying to balance the writing and the music, first and foremost, in like a professional way and also as a student. But I've had a lot of professors that have said my creative writing is very lyrical. And I've had a lot of musicians say that the lyrics to my songs sound like, you know, a full put together story or something. I'm like, well, that makes sense because, so it's a good thing for me. I think for other people, sometimes they get confused, but for me, they're definitely different mediums, but they work so well together. And it's kind of all a part of, I don't know, the message that I want to send out as an artist in general.
Do you create stories out of thin air, or do they come from your experiences?
They definitely come from my experiences. I write nonfiction, and all of my songs are nonfiction, and I'll tell people that. So anything that's in one of my songs has happened to me.
You write only nonfiction?
Oh,
okay.
So nonfiction is like my creative writing specialty, is like what I do, I guess. It's my genre. But I think all my songs definitely come from somewhere for me, so yeah.
Not a music major, but to some of the members of your band are, I take it.
Yeah, my drummer, Dakota Peterson, is a jazz percussionist, and my trumpet player, Jordan Vale, is he's a graduate of the MSU jazz program.
Does telling these stories with the right words matter a lot to you? I mean, are you always searching for the right turn of phrase, les mots justes?
Yeah, I think
you're
so.
You're a creative writing major. You've heard of the les mots justes before.
Yeah.
Flaubert there.
Oh, yeah. I think so. I think that's why I think a lot of songs take a long time to write. You just have to sit on them, because sometimes I have one line for me that's perfect and it says exactly what I want it to say, but I can't get the verse or the chorus or whatever. I need to finish the song. So that happens a lot, yeah.
We're talking with the East Lansing singer-songwriter Stephanie Hoppala, who performs at The Loft here tonight. New EP is called This Won't Be the Last Time I Tell You. I gave you fair warning. I want to know the rest of that sentence. This won't be the last time I tell you what?
Everything that's on the EP.
I love you.
You gotta listen to it.
I love you.
No, it's a mix of a lot of things. I think for me, the concept is, the whole EP surrounds the concept of communication and conversation, and the distance between what we tell somebody and what they actually hear on the other end, mm-hmm. and the desire to make them fully understand how we feel, but we can never really get there. So This Won't Be the Last Time I Tell You comes from the bridge of Old News, which I just sang. And that's for that song, at least, it seems like a lot of times we're telling people the same things over and over, and you just want them to be able to understand how you feel, and it doesn't always quite happen. So that's where that comes from for me.
And you'll be plugged in tonight here. You're performing on your three-quarter Martin acoustic here in Studio S, but you plug in for all your live shows. That is tonight, Stephanie Hoppala and her band. We're going to have Stephanie Hoppala play us out. I ask everybody to reconnect with us here on Monday on WKAR's Current State. We wish everybody a good weekend.
The rosy pockets full of nothing. Not much left in this town. Candles burning slowly. Blackened streets turn ghostly. Waiting for you to come around. Come around.